Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend, Ann Zimmerman, with us, ladies and gentlemen. Ann is co-chair for Responsible Tax Reform, a coalition of small business owners and organizations, and she's also the founder of Zimmerman and Company CPAs. She's a great public certified public accountant for small businesses. She's been doing this for a while now, and she is here to talk to us about the new tax law. Ann Zimmerman, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here to talk about something that I'm very passionate about.
I am too, and Ann, I have to be, let's get this out of the way. I started warning people about this law over a year ago because I could tell from the language that they were using that small business owners were, it looked like small business owners were going to get rolled under the bus. And I wrote two more articles about it before the law hit, and then I wrote another one, two more since the law hit. And it seems to me that when it's all said and done, I must say a year from now, maybe less, a little less than a year from now, when we've gone full cycle and the IRS has had their way with us, I'm going to say that the final result is going to be that some small business owners will be fine, but a lot of small business owners are going to get screwed. What do you think?
I think you couldn't be more right, Jim. Everything I've seen, I've been watching it since before they passed it as well, and this is my field, my expertise, and they couldn't have made it any more complex. The average guy, the mom-and-pop business on Main Street, there's no way they're handling this on their own. It's just way too complex, let me tell you. And, yes, the large guy, the millionaires, they're the ones that are going to take home all the money, no question.
Well, but some of those people – see, what I'm worried about, though, Ann, is there are going to be a lot of small business owners that are in the lower income levels. The ones who are just, you know, the God bless every one of them, they're the backbone of America – but they haven't broken out, and they're making a living. They're making a little bit more than a living, and they're hanging in there, and we couldn't do without them. And they're going to get probably some real tax cuts because the personal tax rate went down, right? I mean, they're going to – every tax level went down, like, what, 2%, something like that?
Yeah, but some of the other changes that they made are going to more than take those away from them.
For example?
Because that same average tax guy, okay, the Small Business Administration says basically the average small business out there is making $50,000 a year.
Right.
Some other places will claim it's 75, but they're saying
now, is that in profit for the company? That's in profit for the company, not payroll for the owner.
Right.
Okay.
That's profit for the company, right, which is generally payroll for the owner.
Oftentimes
you
it
know,
is.
Yes. I mean, it's not that they're making that plus they're paying a fortune to their owner.
Right.
The owner
is
the business.
That's right.
So they're going to get maybe $1,500 because of the small business deduction. And God bless them if they've got a whole bunch of kids, because that's the one thing that's going to get you more money this year. But if you're not in that situation, you're not going to get a big break because you're losing some of your state tax deduction.
Right.
Right? All the self deductions are being limited at $10,000. Mm-hmm. You're losing all your miscellaneous deductions, which always have been the most helpful.
Which includes gifts for customers, right?
Well, now that's a little bit different. If I'm a Schedule C and all, then yeah, gifts for customer entertainment especially.
What about let's focus on the pass throughs. I'm not worried about the C's. Let's focus on the LLCs and the S's.
No, I'm talking the pass-through. So if you're a small customer and you or a small business and you still have to take your customers out to lunch, because I maintain You have to touch those customers on a regular basis.
But can you write that off?
They're going to stay customers. No, not anymore.
See, my point is you can't send them a case of wine. You can't take them out to lunch. You can't write that off anymore.
Right. And so now my income's higher. So, yeah, I get a 20% deduction. Well, guess what? It only takes me back to where I was, probably.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. And that's the pass-through. And that's what I am focusing on, mm-hmm. because most of the small businesses in America are pass-throughs. Some of them are C-Corps, and they're being treated differently. So they got twice the break that we did.
Yep.
Right. And I look at the C-Corps as generally being the larger companies because they are.
That's exactly right. And they got fully
twice the break that the small business got.
And it's permanent and unqualified, too. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with Ann Zimmerman. I want to ask her about what she thinks it's going to be like when the IRS starts promulgating and making rules on who qualifies and who doesn't qualify. That's going to be an ugly day in America, my friends. Quick break, serious.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.